Hi, this is Mariah Nichols, and I am back. Sorry, it's been a minute. Grad school really got the best of me in the latter part. But I am back, and today I wanted to talk about this review, 10 Steps to Nanette, a Memoir Situation. And this is essentially a review of that book, 10 Steps to Nanette, by Hannah Gadsby. So Nanette is a stand-up comedy show by Hannah Gadsby. It was produced by Nanette, by Netflix, and that's where you'll find it. And the trailer is linked in the blog post. So you want to just head over to the blog post if you're not there already, and you can watch the official trailer for Hannah Gadsby, Nanette. And Nanette is ostensibly Hannah Gadsby's piece on quitting comedy. It's searing, intelligent, funny, deeply personal. It's also how I think you should start with a reading of her book. Start by watching Nanette. Watch it and then open the book, read the book. Then go back and watch it again. The entire show takes on a completely different flavor when you understand all the context and backstory. 10 Steps to Nanette, a Memoir Situation. This whole book is the backstory to the show Nanette. The memoir situation, as she calls it, is about Hannah Gadsby's childhood, her family, schools. It's about the slow recognition that she is a lesbian. It's about her understanding of herself. It's about her autism diagnosis, her mother, how she came into comedy, her trauma. Gadsby starts her book with a glacially slow pace. It was so slow, to be honest, that I paused around chapter 2, might have been chapter 1, wondering if I should proceed at all. I switched back to the Bhagavad Gita until my friend Sally reminded me of how the show Nanette was paced with a super slow build to the quick, fiery end. And that is exactly how this book is paced. It's super slow and meandering until it starts gaining speed. Then it's just a snowball rolling down a hill, a veritable avalanche that'll lift you up after crushing you with its wisdom, insight, and powerful writing. 10 Steps to Nanette is structured around years. It groups things together and it all feels really sensibly laid out. Since Gadsby is around my age, it was easy to feel connected with her through her remembering what was popular in those years. Her growing up in Tasmania, though, where it was illegal to be gay, was striking, as was her account of the process of the gay rights movement there. Hannah Gadsby and autism. This was the part of the book that I enjoyed the most, hands down. I craved it, to be honest. I needed to hear this part of her story in greater detail. And she did not disappoint. She dove on in and also explained the lead up to her diagnosis, her feelings about it, relief, her misdiagnosis, so many, and haven't we all had that? She described the aspects of both her dysfunction and function, what works and what doesn't. And importantly, her understanding of her autism helps her accommodate herself. The blue on the stage, intentional, accommodating. The teacup, same. She takes a moment to talk to angry parents of kids on the spectrum who are not supported, reminding them that because she appears to have things together doesn't mean she is the enemy. It means that we need higher levels of support. We're all in this together. Only she says it much better than I just paraphrased. On the subject of trauma, Hannah Gadsby is wise and deep, which coupled with her propensity to analyze stuff leads to a lot of pause moments in the book, like, and here I'm quoting, "Trauma won't leave you alone until you feel safe. And safety is not something an individual can summon on their own. Safety is not a gun. Safety is being able to trust that those around you want to protect you from harm, But if those around you don't believe you are like them, then they will focus on the discomfort that you make them feel. And that discomfort is not a safe space. She talks about that in step 9. She goes on in step 1 with, Nanette is not completely devoid of jokes. I fill the room with a lot of big laughter without fail. That is important. Not just as a bragging point, but that is how I built trust. And I needed my audience to trust me because I needed my audience to feel safe. And I needed my audience to feel safe so I could take that safety away and not give it back. Why? Because that is the shit of trauma. She talks about the tangles of internalized shame and how harmful and hurtful that is. She uses the metaphor of the onion about how her mother always said that onions would be part of the soup, and that, but there came a point in which she was realizing that her onions weren't getting cooked, weren't blending in, were still raw and making her cry. Personally, I felt seen with 10 Steps to Nanette. I felt like all this stuff, the shame, the trauma, the autism pieces, really spoke to me in my own experiences. It's like it all compounds. You have the experience, you feel the feelings, and wonder why you aren't getting over it. Why does it all still hurt and hurt and hurt and hurt? I loved what she had to say about exclusion. And here a quote. An air conditioner unit is not the same as leaving someone out in the cold. Exclusion is not a simple act. When you say to a person, no, you cannot join in, you do not belong in this community, the end of that sentence is not the end of the story. The ramifications are traumatic to the individual. To actively isolate a fellow human being is nothing short of structural violence. And that was from step 7. And talking about her own experiences and in naming her feelings, Gatsby normalizes them. And normalizing them, the rest of us who also feel these things or have experienced similar forms of trauma feel validated, included, and that feels so good. I really highly recommend 10 Steps to Nanette. It's a beautiful book. You just need to get past those first couple of kind of meandering, super slow chapters if that's not your jam. You know, if you do like that kind of, you know, slow build up, then you're going to love every aspect of this book. And that is it. It's good to be back. Good to reconnect with you. And look forward to being here more. Over and out.